Dead silence fell. He had nothing to say.
Do you have any problems like that? Do you have a kind of animal that around here is trying to make you, so you can't control this or anything?
Well, of course, they've outlawed DDT and countries, these islands, outlawed DDT, and then they had such an outbreak of disease from the disease carried by mosquitoes, they had to go back and allow DDT to be used again. But you never hear anything about that, And a lot of these things that are outlawed, the tests are not conclusive. They're not really proven. I suppose you could give a rat cancer if you fed him enough sugar, nothing else but sugar. Maybe that would give him cancer. I don't know. But we've had trouble with these imported fire ants that started in Mobile, Alabama, and brought in from Africa.
You have had trouble with those?
And they don't want us to they outlawed heptachlor, which was a hydrocarbon. And possibly it should have been outlawed. If not, it should have been controlled very carefully. Because a lot of people figure if an insecticide or pesticide, if a quart of it will do a good job, they want to put a gallon on. Well, that causes trouble. But I don't think any drug or anything ought to be completely outlawed until you've got a satisfactory substitute for it. The environmentalists stopped us from building the Wallaceville Dam when it was something like 3/4 finished. Got an injunction. Wake stopped on it. Eventually, they'll realize their mistake and the injunction will be removed. In the meantime, we've gotten damage from salt water intrusion all those years that it's been in operation. And every year that it's been postponed, the completion's been postponed, the cost has gone up. So the cost is almost prohibitive now.
The Wallaceville Dam, what was it?
That was across the mouth of the Trinity River, keeping they were to have a lock to let ships come into the river. And it would, when the locks were closed, it would keep the salt water from mixing to the fresh water. If you get too much salt water in there and use that on rice land, you can't grow a satisfactory crop of rice.
Do they grow rice in here?
Yeah, a lot of rice down here.
What do you call the kind of land where you grow rice?
Well, this rice land, I guess, is all I know. It's the same kind of sort of adjoining land to a seacoast. It was originally, I suppose, under the sea, and it's been built up.
Are there any areas along the sea near here where there's just a lot of grass here that's not used for anything, like where the shrimp live?
Some of the bays and estuaries are pretty well not used for anything else. They used to run cattle on salt grass. They had, that was down on the coast in the wintertime. They'd drive them from up in this part of the country down there to the coast, put them on salt grass in the wintertime.